Here we are in 2020. We are encouraged by the Lord Jesus Christ to watch and to be ready. So we're going to look this morning a little bit at some of the things that are transpiring. For instance, the steady decline of true American civility. Remember when we used to talk to each other and give a little, and it was a win-win, right? Everybody won something. Well, there's been a decline in true civility. Not only a decline in true civility, but liberty of conscience and our constitutional freedoms, and that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. The atmosphere that we live in, just look around you, all of these masks. It appears that the enemy has us locked down, but he doesn't have Jesus locked down this morning. Jesus is still in his sanctuary. He is still the merciful and faithful high priest, whoever lives to intercede for us. And so, yes, we do have challenges, but we need to be aware of the challenges and what they mean. Sometimes we see things, we look at them, and we don't understand the significance. And the Holy Spirit has to interpret the significance of what we're looking at. Our theme text is Ezekiel 3:17, as Dr. Saeed read, Son of Man. That means you ladies too. I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. The Lord expects us to watch and to look out for our brethren and to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that we can interpret the things around us correctly. Jesus said, watch therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. What I'm going to share with you this morning is somewhat controversial, but you can take me on after the sermon, and I'll try to explain why I say what I say. This first one, some of you may think is controversial, but there is lots of evidence for the fact that the release of this bioengineered coronavirus from a BSL-4 biowarfare experimentation lab in Wuhan, China, with help from UNC, University of North Carolina, and Johns Hopkins, both of which have invested in many of these laboratories, these biowarfare experimental laboratories. There has been much fear-mongering on the part of the news media. And what is the message that we hear? Be afraid. Be very afraid. If you have your Bible this morning, turn to 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. I didn't plan to go there, but I will, because that's what I'm impressed to say to you. 2 Timothy 1, 7 says, but God, what else does it say? But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but what? Of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's what God wants us to understand in the midst of the media messages that say, be afraid, be very afraid. He has not given us a spirit of fear. In addition to the release of this virus, the solution seems to be a new messenger RNA quote-unquote vaccine that is nothing less than a nanotechnology surveillance device with a brain-machine interface. Now, that may be new terminology to you, but in essence, it communicates with your brain and your DNA, designed to accomplish total population control in concert with 5G. 5G is not accidental. It's part of the network of control that is coming. And indeed, that is here. What else do we see around us? The rise of the militarized police state, rioting, and political and racial intolerance. There are even reports that there are groups that come into these areas that are rioting and start the riots so that the end can be accomplished, the police state. Polarization of the population. Everyone is encouraged to vote, to choose sides. You have to be a Republican or a Democrat. You can't be anything else. In 2016, as I was watching the circus, the political circus, I determined that one was bad and the other was worse, and I did not vote. And I won't be voting this time around either, because I see that this political drama that we're watching is very similar to the drama that happened in the time of Christ. There were two political parties back then. There were Pharisees and Sadducees. And many of my friends belonged to one party or the other, and I always asked them, which of those two political parties did Jesus belong to? The Pharisees loved money, and the Sadducees, they were sad, you see. They didn't believe in the resurrection. That's pretty sad, isn't it? But Jesus belonged to neither, and neither do I. The lockdown destruction of small business. Did you know that small business accounts for 44% of our economy? It's huge. And many of those people are on the breadlines now. Gone. Their livelihoods decimated. A sharp increase in unemployment and the working poor who lack health insurance. The rise of the dollar wallet. How many of you have ever heard of the dollar wallet? Anybody here? I'm not surprised, because the dollar wallet was tucked into the stimulus package. Sort of a rider, you know, like an insurance rider. The dollar wallet is the system that will be used to control buying and selling. It's already law. It's part of the cashless society to aid the surveillance state. And if you doubt what I'm saying, read the legislation. It's tucked in there, the first surveillance package. What else? Now, if we look at the mortality of COVID, we find the following. According to data released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, in 2020, only 6% of the total COVID-19 related deaths in the U.S. had COVID-19 listed as the sole cause of death on the death certificate. The estimated infection fatality rate for seasonal influenza is 0.8. The only people for whom SARS-CoV-2 infection is more dangerous than influenza are those over age 60. Everyone else has a lower risk of dying from COVID-19 than dying from the flu. What we have here, the real statistics, are actually a little bit less than the seasonal flu. In Sweden, there was no lockdown. 10 million people refused to lock down. The government did not close businesses, primary schools, restaurants, shops, gyms. This has prevented the country, of course, from suffering the kind of economic meltdown being experienced by most other countries. Sweden is prospering. As of September, This year, Sweden has reported a much lower number of deaths from COVID-19, and the nation's public health agency reported the numbers of confirmed infections are dropping. Vaccine 101, how is it supposed to work? A good antibody response is the metric by which the FDA licensed vaccines. Vaccines are never tested in the field. They never give 5,000 people the vaccine and then 5,000 others a placebo and tell them to go out and live life and watch what happens. That never happens. Needless to say, COVID-19 vaccine makers will be indemnified from financial liability. That means that if you get the vaccine and something really bad happens, they have no liability. That was taken care of way back in 2007. Do you suppose they knew what was coming? Two kinds of antibodies being produced by the coronavirus: neutralizing antibodies and binding antibodies. And binding antibodies actually create a pathway for the disease in your body. They actually trigger something called a paradoxical immune response or paradoxical immune enhancement. You can look that up on the internet and find out what that is. Looks good until you get the disease, and then it's much worse. Social engineering. Hydroxychloroquine, a decades old. Oops, went backward there. Decades-old drug with a long safety record, small price tag, has been systematically suppressed as being experimental, unproven, and potentially unsafe, despite countless reports from doctors who are in the field who say that it's probably the best thing that they found against the virus. The vaccine makers, meanwhile, are poised to make billions. And of course, if we can find an inexpensive drug, then vaccine development might be a waste of time and money. Now, there's a syndicate out there, the Gates, Fauci, Warren Buffett syndicate, and the various companies and organizations involved in this global disease vaccination surveillance plan all stand to make an unfathomable amount of money. Not just from vaccines, but from the tracking, tracing, and surveillance infrastructure that surrounds it. There's money to be made everywhere in the vaccine business. The government cannot keep you safe, of course, from disease. Only God can keep you safe. Government really should safeguard public freedom, not public health, at the expense of human freedom and liberty. Jesus said, "Whatever I tell you in the dark, speak where? In the light. And what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Further, Jesus said, "Whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." The Lord wants us to be witnesses of his love and grace and not to be afraid as so many others are today. Now, this digital dollar wallet that we talked about, we mentioned that it was tucked in the stimulus package. And it will be mediated, controlled by the Fed, the central bank. It's a digital account maintained by a Federal Reserve Bank on behalf, notice, of any person. It represents holdings in an electronic device or service that is used to store digital dollars that may be tied to a digital or physical, notice the last word, identity. In other words, it's a way, it's a financial way to keep track of who you are and where you are and what you're spending. The first thing that they did in this great financial reset that's going on around us is they removed financial liability. There is an act called the All Hazards Preparedness Act. Doesn't that have a nice sounding name? It was done in 2006, removed all civil liability from pharmaceutical companies for injuries and deaths caused by vaccines. If the vaccine injures or kills one of your family members, there is no legal recourse in terms of compensatory damages. That's gone. They have complete freedom to experiment and not to have to pay for carelessness. At Jackson Hole, Wyoming last year, the international bankers met and they put something in place called Going Direct. If you want to know what that means, go to solari.com and you can find the financial information there. But essentially, it involves direct control of the economy. Coming soon, digital wellness passports. Now, how many of you are familiar with what's happening in China? Any of you familiar with what's happening in China? You know, we commonly think of China, at least many people do, as the enemy. China, I believe, is actually the pilot for what is coming. They have a digital system, cameras everywhere, artificial intelligence, and they have a point system. And if you step out of line, you lose points and you can't shop and you can't travel. That is the pilot for what is coming. $21 trillion has been documented as missing from HUD and from the Department of Defense. Nobody, not one senator, well, maybe, who was he now? Somebody did talk about it. Let me think who that was. I'm having a junior moment. This morning I told Dr. Saeed that I was 72, and he calculated that I was really 73. So, you know, things are slipping a little bit, but bear with me. Digital wellness passports are coming. Determines access to social gatherings and services already piloted and deployed in China. John Corbett of the Corbett Report has a well-documented biosecurity video on his site with some shocking admissions from some of the less careful European globalists. In Testimonies to Ministers, page 331, the servant of the Lord warns us about this tinkering with the economy. She wrote this: there is a power moving from where? Beneath, which is after the working of the great enemy. I supposed our own people would step softly and move very guardedly and keep themselves aloof from all of these new issues in regard to the, what now? Circulating currency. See, back then they were doing the same thing, looking to change the currency. This is not of the devising of God, the changing of the circulating currency. Now notice the outcomes. Notice, what will be its effect? It will cause a state of things that will bring oppression to the poor and create great distress. It is one of the devil's schemes, and I thought those who believe the truth would not be deceived in the least degree upon this matter. You remember that Bitcoin was introduced, what, 2009 or 10, something like that? Then there was talk of Fedcoin. And now we've moved, as we said before, to the digital dollar, the financial method of controlling Americans. It's also important in America, if you want to know what's going on, you have to follow the money. Moderna, which is partnering with NIAID, that's headed by Dr. Fauci, the infamous head of NIAID, that company has seen a 78% increase in stock pricing, and its announcement of its messenger RNA vaccine. The company's CEO has become a billionaire overnight. Now, a single solution vaccine approach guarantees even bigger profits. The exploding global vaccine market has doubled over the past decade from $20 billion in 2010 to $42 billion in 2018. That's 2 years ago. Responding to the call by public health officials to lock down the U.S. with in-home quarantines, Congress passed the CARES Act, signed into law March 27, 2020. It will cost American taxpayers $2 trillion. The legislation did not include a cap placed on how much money drug companies can charge and profits they can make on the COVID-19 vaccines and the drug therapies they develop with the use of government money. Now, we move from following the money to the constitutional issues involved in what we are seeing develop around us. The U.S. Department of Justice, in a recent statement of interest in support of plaintiffs in the case of Temple Baptist Church against the city of Greenville, said this: "There is no pandemic exception, however, to the fundamental liberties the Constitution safeguards. Indeed, individual rights secured by the Constitution do not disappear during a public health crisis." Remember, the servant of the Lord said that our Constitution would be what? Can you finish it? The Constitution would be repudiated. Well, we're on our way. We're not quite there yet. There are some controls, and this particular ruling was in favor of you and me and the preservation of the Constitution. Individual rights do not disappear during a public health crisis. Praise the Lord for that. We still have a little bit of protection. The Bill of Rights, of course, in the U.S. Constitution cannot be suspended or ignored by state or federal government during public health emergencies. That's still in place. But remember that the servant of the Lord talked about a season of calamity. And when the season of calamity comes, many of these constitutional rights will disappear. We still have some. These individual rights, including the protections of the Bill of Rights made applicable to the states through the 14th Amendment, are always in force, and they restrain, notice, government action. Now, there is a bill before the Congress called H.R. 6666. I think they have a sense of humor, don't you? H.R. 6666 sets the stage for multiple violations of our constitutional rights. NVIC, the National Vaccine Information Center, notes, including the 4th, 5th, 8th, and 9th Amendments, and we'll go through those in a few minutes. NVIC.org is an interesting site, and I would encourage you to go there and watch the video by Barbara Lowe Fisher, who is very active in protecting us from mandatory vaccines, because you can bet that they will try to make the vaccines mandatory. The constitutional protections are in place, but the real question is your local sheriff aware? Because they're the enforcers. You know, the presidential election is not really all that consequential. It's your local sheriff that enforces. So make sure your local sheriff is on your side. The Fourth Amendment, the right of American citizens to be secure in their persons, their houses, their papers and effects against unreasonable search and seizures. That's what the Fourth Amendment guarantees to you and me as citizens. Now, this bill, H.R. 6666, does not allow individuals to exercise their constitutional right to be safe in their homes. Notice, from warrantless government intrusion, and does not provide for voluntary refusal of testing and monitoring by a government-funded entity. Now, if you know who your congressman is, your senator, your U.S. House of Representative, write to them, because this is a very dangerous bill. It's a violation of the Fifth Amendment, because the Fifth Amendment guarantees that no person shall be deprived, notice, of life, liberty, or property without, what now? Without due process of law. Due process of law. The legislation provides government funding of entities that will enforce testing and potentially enforce vaccination of what kind of individuals? Healthy individuals who are suspected. They don't have COVID-19. They're suspected of having come in contact with COVID-19 positive persons, whether or not they're exhibiting symptoms. In other words, they can vaccinate healthy people without requiring the voluntary consent of the individual. This is very dangerous. I hope you wrote the name of that bill down. It's a violation. It proposes to violate the Eighth Amendment, which prohibits cruel and unusual punishment of citizens. In this case, the proposed law provides government funding to entities that will create and implement programs that trace, monitor, and support the enforced quarantine of, there it is again, healthy individuals. In other words, you don't have the virus, who are suspected of coming into contact with COVID-19 persons, whether or not they're exhibiting symptoms, and whether or not they may already be immune. It proposes to violate the Ninth Amendment. The Ninth Amendment of the Constitution bestows upon the people rights not specifically set forth in the Constitution. In other words, this is the open-ended clause that protects us from other kinds of unreasonable laws. H.R. 6666 provides funding, notice, for entities to create and implement undefined related activities to COVID-19 testing and unnamed other purposes. In other words, translate that for me. They can do whatever they want. You see? H.R. 6666 should be opposed because it gives federal funding to entities to create and enforce unrestricted surveillance, testing, tracing, and quarantine mechanisms, and has, notice, no set end date. In other words, it can go on forever. So, even though this situation looks dark, the servant of the Lord said this: we have far more to fear from within than from without. The hindrances to strength and success are far greater from the church itself than from the world. I know I painted a pretty dark picture there, but as dark as that is, Jesus is still on the throne. He is still in charge of you and me if we kneel down every morning and invite him to be in charge. You know, one of the things I pray for every day is, Lord, take charge of me and all of my affairs, all of them. Give me wisdom to know how to choose right. I encourage you to do the same. He will take charge of your affairs, all of them. Servant of the Lord says, nothing that involves our peace is too small for him to notice. Unbelievers have a right to expect that those who profess to be keeping the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus will do more than any other class to promote and honor by their consistent lives, by their godly example, and their active influence the cause that they represent. But how often have the professed advocates of the truth proved the greatest obstacle to its advancement? Didn't she say that the things that we did not do when we had the opportunities, we will have to do under great duress? We need to be active. We need to call our representatives and tell them to vote against these things, because we have a little bit more length of time to exercise our freedoms and to give the message of the three angels. That is our duty, that we are told that we are to let nothing else come in the way of doing that. The unbelief indulged, the doubts expressed, darkness cherished, encourage the presence of evil angels and open the way for the accomplishment of Satan's devices. We need to be careful that we are busy in the Lord's vineyard. Every member of the church, Acts of the Apostles, page 600. Every member of the church should be a channel through which God can communicate to the world the treasures of his grace and the unsearchable riches of Christ. Sometimes we take the unsearchable riches of Christ, for example, we don't appreciate them, I guess is what I'm saying. There is nothing that the Savior desires so much as agents who will represent to the world, notice, his spirit and his character. That's what Jesus wants most, for us to represent his spirit and his character. There is nothing that the world needs so much as the manifestation through humanity of the Savior's love. Love for others, love for those around us. All heaven is waiting for men and women through whom God can reveal the power of Christianity. He's waiting. So, given the things that are happening around us, and the threats to our freedoms, are you busy in the Lord's vineyard today? Busy giving the warning? What's your calling? What are your talents? Maybe you have musical talents or graphics talents, graphical talents, artists perhaps. Maybe you're good with your hands and you can fix things. Dedicate your talent to the Lord. Ask him to show you how to use it to reach others. Have you made a decision to follow your calling? How will you serve the Lord this year? What gift do you have from the Lord? When he comes, will he find you using your gift? Very important question. Is there someone in this church that you could team up with and serve more efficiently? Ephesians 6 says, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age. You know, these secret societies have moved to the point where they have become firmly in control of government. How many justices, let's do a little civics pop quiz here. How many justices are on the Supreme Court? Nine. How many Roman Catholics are on the Supreme Court as of right now? Six, right? So, last question. How many justices does it take to move a decision forward? Five. So guess what? Do you see what we have? One more to be confirmed. Maybe that's number seven, right? So you can see that everything is in place for what they want to do, right? We should not be deceived in the least. The Attorney General belongs to the Knights of Columbus. He's a Roman Catholic, belongs to a secret society. Ephesians 5:11 says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Now, I got this text from Walter Vyth. That's on his website. That's what he's busy doing, exposing them. We are to expose them for what they are involved in, darkness. How can we reach Central Point in the time left? What can we do? Luther had the Gutenberg press. That was the technology of the day. What do you have in your hand? What am I doing? I'm texting, right? You can post on Facebook. You can bear witness. You can send a tweet. There are lots of things that you have in your hands. You know, when Moses was about to begin his ministry, the Lord asked him a question. What do you have in your hand? Didn't he? Didn't he ask him that question? He had a staff. And did he stretch that staff over the Red Sea? Yes. We have cell phones in our hands. And these devices give us opportunities, unprecedented opportunities. But mark my words, your ability to use those devices as you do now is going to disappear. If you follow the Lord, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer what? Persecution. Do you believe it's coming? If you do, you will get busy and start using what's in your hand. These devices to reach out to a soul. You never know who you will find. How will we attract young families to this church? What if we could do live stream Zoom meetings from this church out to the community? Push it up to YouTube. Send out a mailer. They can come to your website, click on the link, and they can see a live sermon, even if they won't come because they're afraid to come, afraid of the virus. If we want different results, should we be doing something differently? You remember the definition of insanity, don't you? Right? Should we be doing something different than what we're doing? How can we meet them where they are? They're going to swap meets, you know, and other things out there. How can we strengthen our web presence? Do you know someone who can do graphics or build or maintain a website and live stream what you're doing right here out to the community? Those are the things that we are doing at our church there in North Valley Church up there north of Grants Pass. We're a little church. But we are putting live streaming in place. And we just had Steve Wahlberg last weekend there at the church. We recorded him. And you can be sure that we're going to push it up to YouTube. put the links on our website. And the next thing will be to send out a mailer to the community and invite them to come to our website. There are lots of things that you can do to use the technology that is available to you. Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. The Lord expects us to be busy. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Let's pray. Dear Lord, our Father in heaven, we recognize that the enemy of mankind is very busy, trying to steal our liberties and to steal our glorious redemption. We pray, Lord, that you would open our eyes to see and understand and to rightly interpret what we see around us. We pray that you would give us an active spirit, an evangelistic spirit, dear Lord, a spirit of love and concern for others. For your servant has said, when we love the world as he has loved it, then for us his mission is accomplished. We are fitted for heaven, for we have heaven in our hearts. Lord, that's what we want to be, fitted for heaven, in love with those around us, loving them enough to speak a word in season to those who are weary. We praise you, Lord, that we can have your Holy Spirit to empower us to do that and to be a witness for you. We praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen.